The U.S. Secretary of State says the Biden administration has made a substantial proposal to secure the release of two Americans held by Russia, WNBA star Brittany Griner and Michigan native Paul Whelan. Griner is currently on trial in Russia for drug-related charges. Whelan is serving a 16-year prison sentence there for espionage. U.S. officials say both were wrongfully detained. Whelan's twin brother, David Whelan, says the U.S. offering a deal to free the Americans provides hope, but little more than that.
I'm not sure that anything has really changed, other than that we know for sure that at least one offer has been made by the U.S. government to the Russian government, and there may have been others that weren't publicized. It's interesting that they have decided to publicize this one, because I can't recall the last time they discussed an offer being made before the offer had been accepted. And so I can only think that the U.S. government may be adopting a similar tactic as it did with its intelligence around the Russian buildup for its Ukraine war, and essentially putting on record what the U.S. government has done and forcing the Russian government to respond.
What also has been different recently, it seems, is that there's been pressure ratcheted up on the Biden administration in particular from a variety of sources. Trevor Reed, who had been released from Russia, had said that he thought more should be done on your brother's case and on Brittany Griner. The president had spoke to Brittany Griner's family, and your sister Elizabeth had lamented that you guys had not heard directly from him, even though she had tried a number of times. And then she did hear publicly from him. Ms. Griner's case is still underway in Moscow, and officials there have said that they wouldn't make any determination one way or the other as to her status or what they would do with her until she'd actually, quote, been convicted.
That's my expectation, certainly. I think that it may mean that there won't be any action until that sentencing has happened, which may not be until August or September or October. The Russian legal system works in mysterious ways. And I know that there are very few things that the U.S. government has that can be conceded to the Russian government in exchange for Paul's release. If the substantial offer contains any or all of those things, then I think this may be a sort of a one-shot at getting Paul out.